from KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. A decades-old fight over the use of flame retardants in upholstered furniture reached a critical milestone today. Governor Brown unveiled a proposal to allow manufacturers to stop treating foam and other cushioning with chemicals, something they've done since the 1970s to meet the state's flammability standards. Former Sacramento Fire Captain Jim Doucette says he's lost many colleagues to cancer and believes flame retardants are to blame.
And I can remember early on in my career talking with older firefighters that fought fire back in the 50s and 60s, and they used to always tell me that something changed. They didn't know what it was, but fires were burning hotter and dirtier. Unfortunately, for me, that was all I ever really knew.
The revised fire safety regulations still await a public comment period and the approval of California's Administrative Law Office, but its supporters are already celebrating. Dr. Arlene Bloom is a chemist with the Green Science Policy Institute in Berkeley. Dr. Bloom, you've been studying the effects of fire retardants since the 1970s. This must be a pretty big day for you.
Well, I am delighted because I have been providing science for Mark Leno's legislative policy attempts for about 6 years. And it's so great that the governor has taken a strong leadership position so that we can now have greater fire safety without toxic flame retardants.
What made you first believe that fire retardants might be harmful?
Well, back in the 70s, I was studying TRIF, a flame retardant in kids' pajamas. And we learned that it changed DNA. It was a mutagen. And we also found it caused cancer. And we also found that it went from the pajamas into the children. So way back in the 70s, we knew that this flame retardant TRIS was very harmful. And, you know, that's the major chemical that's in our furniture. You probably have a 50% chance of having TRIS in your couch, as does everyone who's listening to this program.
At the heart of these proposed regulations is a change in the way furniture is tested for flammability. Right now, as you know, foam or padding inside furniture has to be able to withstand an open flame for 12 seconds. The new regulations would eliminate that requirement and instead require a test of the furniture's outside fabric with a smoldering cigarette. Why would that eliminate the need for chemical flame retardants?
First of all, cigarettes are the main cause of fires and fire deaths. And fires start in fabric, not foam. So the standard we have now actually does not provide a fire safety benefit. When you have a real fire, your candle or your match first lights the fabric. You have a large flame, and then the foam burns in a couple of seconds. When foam burns in the presence of flame retardants, you get a lot more soot, smoke, and toxic gases.
As you know very well, the American Chemistry Council has really fought this change and said today, if this regulation moves forward, it will reverse a fire safety standard that has provided an important layer of protection to Californians. They also pointed out that this is just a draft proposal. The industry has successfully fought this kind of change for years. What kind of pushback are you expecting this time?
Well, I think it's really interesting that the move to greater fire safety without toxic flame retardant is supported by the furniture industry, the foam industry, firefighters, doctors, scientists, advocacy groups. The only people who do not support it are the manufacturers of the chemicals.
Are you confident that this proposal will go through?
Well, one can never be confident until something goes through. But I think the governor is strongly in favor of it, so I'm optimistic. And all my friends are waiting to buy furniture. It's funny, one of my walking friends said she bought a new couch, and I said, well, take it back. And she did. And I said, okay, I think you can buy a safe couch by fall.
Dr. Arlene Bloom is a chemist with the Green Science Policy Institute. And I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.